From KLCC News, I'm Ellery Begay. For many immigrant rights advocates in Oregon, Thursday morning's Supreme Court ruling on Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, was a victory. But the decision is only one step in the ongoing fight for the citizenship of undocumented immigrants. The past few months have been stressful for Jesus Navarez. He recalls getting a text message Thursday morning from a friend telling him to Google Supreme Court.
As soon as I Googled it, it's like Supreme Court ruled against Trump, and I was just like, whoa. I don't know. It was the best 10-minute break ever.
Navarez graduated with a bachelor's from the University of Oregon this week, and he's pursuing a master's in education. He says SCOTUS's narrow decision has lifted a weight off his shoulders, but the status of his parents is still a concern.
It's not just about us. It's about our families, and it's about the 11 million undocumented people who call this country home, and I want people to take that into account as well.
At a press conference with several immigrant rights groups in the state, Pilar Cavarez with CAUSA offered her perspective. She's undocumented.
I am not a DACA recipient, but that does not mean that I do not care for the program, nor does it mean that it does not have a direct impact on me. Having a mixed status family shows me every day how everyone is impacted by this decision.
Cavarez joined leaders in calling for permanent solutions, including a pathway for citizenship.
Continuing to make improvements towards citizenship for all Dreamers is crucial. We are not asking for more than what is being given to others. We are asking for equality. I am asking for fairness because I am an Oregonian and Oregon is my home too.
Advocates also expressed solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement and committed to supporting Black immigrants. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.